Hey, I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar, and I'm with Frank Gambale shortly before his gig with Chick Corea. Frank, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, John. Nice to be here.
Tell me a bit about this. This is one of your signature guitars?
Yes. This is a Carvin. It's called an FG1, and it's been around on the market for about 4 or 5 years now. Originally, it had F holes here, and I've just recently changed the look of it by just removing it of the F holes. It's still it's a chambered body.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a small 335. It's just a beautiful fat tone.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded
electric guitar
great.
Sound, you know.
Yeah. And so tell me about the basic construction, the pickups, all that.
Well, these are stock Carvin pickups. I've experimented a lot with pickups in the past. I haven't really kept up with what's going on now with pickups. I let the guitar companies do that these
sure,
days, and Carvin
sure.
are making their own pickups, and they sound great to me. So, I could fool around and try some others, but I just love what they're doing. It's a pretty simple setup. It's got these coil taps here, so each humbucker can be a single coil. The front coil on the front pickup and the rear coil on the back pickup to give it the maximum spread.
Sure.
Sonically. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward. Locking tuners.
And a maple fingerboard. That's interesting.
Yeah, I experiment with. I usually use ebony, but
yeah.
I'm really starting to dig the curly maple here.
Oh, it's
really
beautiful.
Liking it. Just got a nice spongy feel to it. Diodario strings. I love the stainless steel strings.
What gauge do you run?
9 to 42. Nothing fancy there. I do love the idea of having a straight string pull here.
Yeah.
Because to me that's where a lot of tuning issues occur. If the
right.
string goes off on an angle, it's not as accurate tuning-wise as having it like that straight to the pole. They had a bit of trouble making a trem version of this because it's a hollow, a chambered guitar.
Right.
So, but they got over the technical issues. It's crammed in there and it works beautifully. I don't do a lot of tremolo, just for a little,
right.
a little movement on the chord, but nothing dramatic,
Yeah.
But for that, it works great.
Well, your playing is so varied. I mean, I've seen you do like Joe Pass kind of style stuff.
Right.
And then
mm-hmm.
I've seen you in this killer blues band. And then your whole 80s sweeping.
The fusion.
fusion stuff. And
yeah.
yeah, it's, so does this kind of, you find yourselves changing guitars for the music, or does this cover a lot of it?
Generally, I do. I mean, if I'm going to play proper jazz, I do
yeah.
need a big hollow body.
Sure.
I have an Ibanez GB10, which I love, a George Benson model.
Sure.
To me, that's the consummate jazz guitar.
Yeah.
Small body. I have an old Gibson Trini Lopez. Double cutaway, the big, it looks like a double cutaway 175.
Sure.
It's a quirky guitar. Fender kind of headstock, all in line, and it's just a weird guitar.
Yeah.
And, all the Gibson collector books say this is the least desirable, least collectible. And I say, what? To me, it's the coolest of the lot,
Right.
It's all, a question of taste, but,
yeah.
I certainly wouldn't consider it the least collectible. And I have a black one, too, which is probably the only one I know of.
I've never seen a black one, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very nice, mid-60s.
Oh,
so
killer.
If I'm going to play jazz, I'll play that. If I'm playing kind of rock or fusion, I like this guitar for that. It's fat. It's kind of like somewhere between a Les Paul and a small 335.
And it's a solid maple top on that? It's
yeah. I love what Carvin does here. They leave
right.
the paint off the top for the binding effect, right? So this is just the maple. Yeah, it's a very thick piece of maple. When you look at it from the center, from here to the middle, it's at least an inch and a half